I saw the football quarterback being friends with the kid that always gets picked last in gym. Good for them. What if everyone did it too?
I saw the girl who always gets straight A's in math doing homework with the kid who struggles in class. Now she'll pass. What if everyone did it too?
Growing Sound, based in Northern Kentucky, is an extension of Children, Inc., an organization designed to help meet the needs of children and families. Growing Sound uses music to promote social and emotional development, to help prepare children for school and life, and to help young people express their feelings, get along with others, and to have a good time while doing it. To find out more about Growing Sound, I spoke with David Kaiser, creative director.
So how did this all begin, Growing Sound and part of Children Incorporated?
Children Inc. is a, they've been around for about 35 years now, and that's been their main focus, is to prepare children, mostly preschool age children, to be ready to enter kindergarten and to be ready to be successful in school and in life. They've always taken an interest in the whole child, and so about 7 years ago, I was hired on by Children, Inc. as their music director to bring more musical experiences into the classrooms. Shortly after that, I met Tom Lottman, who became the research director for Growing Sound. And so he was involved in doing training to promote social and emotional development and learning in children. And I said, well, I think I have some songs that might support that. And so that's how Growing Sound really came into being. So we're using music and more specifically songs. So when we have positive messages in the lyrics with interesting music, we can carry these messages of positive social and emotional learning.
And looking at the titles of some of these songs, there's names like Everyone Is Someone, What If Everyone Did It Too, Take the Bull out of Bullying. These are songs that you've yourself written.
That's correct, yeah.
And it seems like the messages in the songs are very simple, they're very direct, but at the same time you're not talking down to the children. You're not simplifying it for them. This is a message that you're delivering at their level.
That's correct. In the preschool level, and the songs that you're mentioning are on the school age level. They're all aimed towards the child's experience and the child's vocabulary. It could be adult too. I think about the parents and everything as well, but they are simple messages. But the importance, couple important things, is it's all strength based. We're not trying to change or correct what's wrong. We look at what's right and what's good in the first place. These songs can be, the easy way to label them would be anti-bullying, but they're not anti-bullying. We're not trying to stop bullying. We're trying to promote pro-social behavior 3 or 4 steps before the bullying ever starts. So What If Everyone Did It Too talks about the football quarterback being friends with a kid that gets picked last in gym, the straight-A student helping the other student, the whole group of kids waiting so they make sure that the girl on crutches gets on the bus. What If Everyone Did It Too? We're not trying to fight or bully the bullying out. We're looking at what's strong and positive in the first place and promoting that.
And you also now have a series of music videos that you're producing to go along with some of these songs, right?
That's correct. So 6 of the songs we chose and we made videos. We cast students from 9 to 16 years old all around the greater Cincinnati area. And we had one rehearsal, and then we came together, and one day we shot 6 videos. But what was interesting, and our research director, who I mentioned before, said, during the breaks and as we were going, the exact things that we were singing about or trying to promote in the songs were happening before our eyes. These students that had never met one another before this project were becoming fast friends, were supporting each other, and all of those things.
Even though they come from different neighborhoods, different backgrounds, different economic levels, different religions, all those kind of things.
Exactly. None of that mattered. It was, they came together. They were a team, dare I say, a family to do this project. And I continue to be amazed in a positive way. When we bring children together, all of those things that have divided our society in the past, the things that you just mentioned, race, economic status, religion, they just melt away. It doesn't matter to them. And they start to have these, there's five things really, it's an acronym, AFTER: acceptance, friendship, teamwork, empathy, and responsibility. And all of those songs are molded around those concepts, and that's what we see coming out in the students.
And just watching the videos, it looks like they're just simply having a great time. They're just playing together, and the music is part of that play environment.
Yeah, the videos feature the students that we cast, none of the performers. So it's not like a music video, where the lead singer is going to show up. But we wanted to highlight that interaction in between. And yeah, music is just a fun way to get anything across, So whatever message, so why not make that message a positive message about oneself, others, and the world? And that's what we've done from our preschool music all the way up to these videos that you're mentioning, principally from the album Everyone Is Someone.
And music being a pretty much universal language, you yourself have a rich background in music and writing and composing.
I have a master's degree in composition from University of Cincinnati and have been writing musical theater, children's music, and other types of music for years now. We've got some great collaborators on this project as well, other musicians that have added their voice. And so I love music. Why not write something that means something, and can highlight the good that's already there, as we've already mentioned, in most of our children coming up.
Now, aside from the experience of making the music videos and seeing the kids interact, outside of that, have you seen any evidence of kids behaving in a way that they they've heard these songs and they are taking these messages to heart and acting on them?
Well, these songs in particular, we've been doing this for about 7 years or so. I know that in the preschool, we have songs like I'm Gonna Find a Way or I Can Do It If I Put My Heart and Mind to It. And I've got plenty of anecdotal evidence that those songs get into children's minds and affect them for the better. This project is pretty new. We would only hope so. And even more than that, I think many of these concepts are already there. It's just amplifying them through lyric and song and to say, oh, yeah, I could go out of my way to accept someone else. One of the videos is called No Room for Hate. My life is so filled up with good things, room for the big, the small, the short, the tall, the in-betweens, the preps, the jocks, the brainiacs, the beauty queens, room for everybody and anything, and that makes no room for hate. So that once again shows the positive bias that we have on there. We're looking at the strengths instead of the weaknesses.
As a parent of school-aged children, how could I, or people listening to this conversation right now, get their hands on this music or these videos?
Well, our website is growingsound.com, and there's information there. There's also a calendar. There are going to be concerts coming up. If you go to YouTube and put Growing Sound in the number one, then all of our videos come up, and you can take a look there.
Well, I've been speaking with David Kaiser, creative director of Growing Sound. For links to more information about Growing Sound and how you can help instill a positive message in your children, please visit us at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Thank you, David.
Thank you very much, Jim.